The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Since your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath," he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ and the apostles are causing a little bit of mischief today by violating the Jewish laws of the Sabbath. Under the law, picking the grain and eating it was the same thing as harvesting and working. But Christ knew what he was doing. He did this on purpose. His disciples were hungry from walking, and he knew full well that what they would do should he lead them through a field of grain. He anticipated this, as well as the accusation and the confrontation from the Pharisees. Christ's defense of his apostles is not an attempt to suggest that the Sabbath isn't important, but quite the contrary, that the Sabbath is imminently important, but is at the service of humanity, because the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So, my brothers and sisters, the question for us this morning is this: do we keep holy the Sabbath? Do we take it seriously? Do we allow it to form us, to shape us? Do we give over time for Mass every single Sunday? Do we encourage others to do so? If we own a business, do we close on Sundays? Do we go shopping on Sundays, or do we avoid it so that other people aren't caused to work on our behalf? Doing what we can specifically to keep the Sabbath holy, spending time with friends and family instead of work, menial labor. These are the ways that we keep holy the Sabbath. Because specifically, by keeping holy the Sabbath, we too grow in holiness.